Hello, everyone. There you are. We missed you. Welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter.
Hi, friends. I'm Pauline. So glad you're with us here today. Today's topic is mystery.
And the title of our lesson is, Who is Inside? Who is inside? Happy first day of February, everyone. We have a special February gift for you today.
We do? Oh, you mean our mystery show. That is a nice way to start off the month.
Exactly. But that's not all, Pauline. Normally, our mystery show is only one day long. But this month, we have a two-day mystery.
Really? Oh, what fun! But wait. Does that mean we won't know how the mystery ends today?
That's right. You'll have to come back tomorrow to finish the show, to hear the whole story. But that's great. We're all here today, and Pauline, you better be here tomorrow too, okay?
Okay. Of course, I will come back. And hopefully, all of our friends will too. It will be fun to have an extra long mystery.
So, let's get started. Let's look at those keywords with our teacher, Christina.
Hello, 今天 E 先生和 F 先生要一起办案了。F 先生发现今天不上课，学校里所有的窗户都关得好好的，只有校长办公室的窗户被打开了。All the windows are closed. 形容词 closed 就是关闭的。F 先生说之前校长室的窗户明明是关好的，怎么现在被打开了呢？ That's strange. 形容词 strange 就是奇怪的。F 先生向 E 先生说明 That is principal's office window. 那是校长办公室的窗户。办公室就是 office. F 先生认为一定是有人爬窗户进去偷东西了。E 先生说 You are imagining things.你是在想象的吧？动词 imagine 就是想象。F 先生好像很肯定自己的推测，因为校长办公室里面有考卷，一定是有人进去偷考卷了。There are test papers in his office. 名词 test 就是测验、考试。正当他们还在讨论的时候，忽然有一个人从窗户里爬出来。A man is climbing out the window.动词 climb 就是爬这个动作，它的 B 不发音哦。
Mr. F calls me. I go to the high school. He is watching the school.
What are you doing?
I ask him.
I'm looking at that window.
Says Mr. F.
Why?
I ask.
All the windows are closed.
He says.
But that window is open.
Maybe the janitor is inside.
I say.
Maybe he is cleaning.
Okay, so we have characters in our story today. Who are they, Pauline?
Ooh, nice question. Friends, do you know what this word character means?Characters are the people in a story. The characters in today's story are Mr. E and Mr. F.
That's right. And what is the setting of today's story?
Ooh, another good word. The setting is where and when a story happens. Today's story happens in the daytime, in front of the high school. Peter, why is Mr. F watching the school? What's going on?
Well, Mr. E wants to know the same thing. The school seems very quiet. It doesn't seem like anything mysterious or exciting is happening there.
Okay, so why did Mr. F call Mr. E? What is Mr. F doing?
He's looking at a window.
Oh, did someone break a window at the school? That's terrible. Who did it?I bet Mr. E will find out.
Wait. No, Pauline, the window isn't broken. It's just open.
Oh, that's terrible. Wait, I'm confused. What's wrong with an open window? That sounds pretty normal to me.
Well, it's strange because all the other windows are closed. Christina will probably help us learn a little bit more about these words.
F 先生说全部的窗户都是关上的，只有一扇窗被打开了。All the windows are closed. 我们要来看 closed 这个字，你可能很熟悉动词 close， 它是关闭的意思。我们说 Can you close the door? 你可以关上门吗？ Please close your eyes. 请闭上你的眼睛。今天 F 先生说 All the windows are closed.这里就是用 close 的过去分词做形容词，所以 closed 是形容词，关闭的意思。另外有一点要说明的，动词 close 它的字尾的 s 发音是发 z 的音，念成 close， 这个字也可以当形容词用，表达很靠近或者是很亲近的意思。不过这个时候 close 的 s 就要发 s 的音咯， They are very close， 他们的关系很亲密。My home is close to yours. 我家离你家很近。这个时候 close 就要发 S, close 的音了。
Thanks, Christina. I understand. Well, at least I understand what the word closed means, but I still don't understand why Mr. F cares about an open window. So what if the other windows are closed? Somebody probably forgot to close it.
Mr. E isn't sure there is a problem either. He says maybe the janitor is inside. Maybe he is cleaning.
Oh, yeah, that's probably it. Mystery solved.
Well, all right. Let's see and find out if that's the truth. Let's go to part two.
No,
says Mr. F.
Someone is inside, but it's not the janitor.
How do you know?
I ask.
Today is Saturday,
says Mr. F.
The janitor does not work on Saturday. And yesterday, the windows were closed. Now, this one is open. That's strange.
Whose window is it?
I ask.
That is the principal's office window,
says Mr. F.
Wow, Mr. F knows a lot about the school. But why is he so sure it's not the janitor inside?
Mr. E has the same question. He asks, how do you know? This is a good question. But if you use it, you should be careful how you ask it.
Oh, right. This question can sound rude if you say it with a mean tone of voice.
Right.Friends, can you hear the difference between the way Pauline says this question? Listen to her and guess which one is nice and which one is rude.
How do you know? Or, how do you know?
Did you hear it? One way sounds rude. It sounds like she is disagreeing and just doesn't believe you. We say this sometimes. But the second way sounded interested and honestly curious.
Well, Mr. E is honestly interested. He wants to know how Mr. F knows that the janitor isn't in the school. How does he know that, Peter?
Well, Mr. F says it's Saturday and the janitor doesn't work on Saturday. Oh, and he says something else very interesting. He says yesterday the windows were closed.
Oh, I thought someone just forgot to close the window.But if it was closed before and now it's open, that is a mystery.
Well, now this really is starting to sound like a mystery. The windows were closed. Now this one is open.
I don't think Rebecca can help us solve the mystery, but she can help us practice using that sentence. Rebecca?
Hey, everyone. It's the beginning of a new month.The month of February, and it's time to learn something new in use it. If you want to say that something is not open, you can use today's use it tip. For example, the stores were closed, or the school was closed. Friends, this is very useful for English students, so don't forget to use it.
Thank you very much, Rebecca. So, friends, make sure to be trying these sentences at home or during this short break. Then we'll be back for more about today's mystery. Don't go away. We'll be right back. Hey, Pauline, do you like having the windows open where you live?
It depends. If it's really hot outside, then no. I want the windows closed and the air conditioning on. But if it's nice and cool outside, then I like to have my windows open.
Me too. I like fresh air over air conditioning. But I close my windows when I leave my apartment. Speaking of which, let's get back to our story and find out that strange open window at the school.
Are you sure?
I ask.
Yes,
says Mr. F.
Someone is in the principal's office. Maybe he or she is stealing something.
Stealing something?
I ask.
You are imagining things.
No, I'm not.
Says Mr. F.
The principal has test papers in his office. Someone may be stealing them. And look! A man is climbing out the window.
Whoa, Peter! Did you see that? Someone really is in the principal's office. Is it a thief? What is the person trying to steal?
A thief? Trying to steal something? Pauline, I think you are imagining things.
No, I'm not! Didn't you see the person climbing out of the window?
Sorry, Pauline. You're imagining things?
Wait, Peter, you seriously didn't see a man climbing out of the window? I'm sure I saw that. Am I imagining things?
I'm just joking, Pauline. I did see it, but your imagining things is today's
calendar phrase.
You are imagining things.
You are imagining things.
是你在想象啦。
I hear something.
You are imagining things.
It's getting louder.
You are imagining things.
It's getting closer.
You are imagining things.
It sounds like a bear.
You are... Oh! There is a bear over there.
Now you're imagining things.
Run! Run!
You are imagining things.
You are imagining things.
是你在想象啦。
At first, Mr. E doesn't believe that someone is in the principal's office.
I thought the same thing. I mean, what's there to steal at a principal's office? There's probably not much money there.
True, but like Mr. F says, the principal has test papers in the office. Students might pay to get the answers to important tests. These are valuable papers.
Well, Mr. F wasn't imagining things. There was a man in the office, and now he's climbing out of the office window. It must be a thief.
It does seem like that. But, hey, let's talk about this word climb. What does the word climb mean, Peter?
Well, we climb the stairs. We climb trees, and we climb mountains. So when you climb, you are usually moving up. Climbing out of a window means that you get up onto the window and then out.
Climbing is also an interesting word because of the way it's spelled. Let's have Christina explain that some more. Christina?
刚才F先生说,你看有人从窗户爬出来。 Look, a man is climbing out the window. 有没有注意到这个字念成 climbing, B 不发音哦。 其实很多英文字都是这种情形。如果字尾是 MB 的话，通常 B 就是不发音的。我们多来看几个例子，比如说 LAMB 念成 lamb， COMB 是 comb， LIMB 是 limb。看到了吗？在字尾的 MB 的情况下，最后的 B 都是不发音的。我们再来看两个， BOMB 念成 bomb， THUMB 就是 thumb。
Friends, do you enjoy learning new words with us? I hope so. And you can practice them with us too before we go. Let's review our key words together now. You can say them with us.
Here's the first key word from today. Closed. Closed. The restaurant is closed tonight.
Strange. Strange. I hear a strange sound.
Office. Office. Please come to my office.
Imagine. Imagine. He is imagining a spaceship.
Test. Test. The test is next week.
Climb. Climb. She is climbing the stairs. Okay, friends, those are our key words for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our story one more time together.
Mr. F calls me. I go to the high school. He is watching the school.
What are you doing?
I ask him.
I'm looking at that window,
says Mr. F.
Why?
I ask.
All the windows are closed,
he says.
But that window is open. Maybe the janitor is inside,
I say.
Maybe he is cleaning.
No,
says Mr. F.
Someone is inside, but it's not the janitor.
How do you know?
I ask.
Today is Saturday,
says Mr. F.
The janitor does not work on Saturday. And yesterday, the windows were closed. Now, this one is open. That's strange.
Whose window is it?
I ask.
That is the principal's office window,
says Mr. F.
Are you sure?
I ask.
Yes,
says Mr. F.
Someone is in the principal's office. Maybe he or she is stealing something.
Stealing something?
I ask.
You are imagining things.
No, I'm not,
says Mr. F.
The principal has test papers in his office. Someone may be stealing them. And look! A man is climbing out the window.
Hi, Ginger. What are you doing?
Shh! I'm thinking!
Oh, what are you thinking about?
A mystery!
What mystery?
See that window? It's open.
That's not unusual. That's not a mystery.
Ha! But it's winter. It's cold outside. The window should be closed. Someone opened the window and climbed inside.
Ginger, you're imagining things. Why would someone climb in the window?
Well...
Why wouldn't they use the door?
Maybe the door was closed. Maybe it was locked.
Hmm.
So who opened the window?
It's a mystery. Shh, I'm thinking.
Me too.
Hello everyone, welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about stealing, and here to answer our question is my guest, Officer Poe.
Hello, Officer Poe. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Rob.
Officer Poe, I have a question today from Phoebe Tai of Hsinchu, Taiwan. Phoebe writes, we are reading a story in school about a thief. I am wondering, is there a difference between a thief, a robber, and a burglar? Don't they all steal things?
Great question. You're right. Thieves, robbers, and burglars all steal things. That is not good.
Stealing is very bad. But what is the difference between a thief, a robber, and a burglar?
All three steal things, but they steal things in different ways.
Tell us about that.
A thief steals things secretly. When a thief steals, you won't know about it until later.
Interesting. So, someone who steals your bag when you aren't looking is a thief.
Right.
What about a robber?
Oh, a robber steals by making you give them what they want.
How do they do that?
They try to scare you, or they just take it from you.
So if a man or woman grabs your bag, pulls it away from you, and runs away, then he or she is a robber.
Right.
What about a burglar?
Oh, a burglar breaks and enters into a place.
So if someone breaks a window, goes into your house, and steals your bag, then he or she is a burglar.
That's right. All three steal, and that's bad.
Thanks for your help, Officer Poe. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Oh, Peter, I really like that we get to have an extra long mystery. It's fun, but now I have to wait to find out what happens.
I know. I don't know if I will be able to sleep. I'll be thinking about it. Well, friends, make sure to come back tomorrow. We'll see you then, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.